Father, we give you the praise and the honor. We worship you. We adore you. We ask that you be glorified in Jesus' precious name. That message was very, very powerful. Give the Lord a big clap of hands. Please, may God help you not to enter into any relationship blindly. May God deliver you from the spell of every deceiver. Anyone the devil will send into your life to eat your money, waste your time, waste your life, waste your emotion, waste your affection. You thought you are dealing with a real person, not knowing you are dealing with a wolf. Whether it's a man or a woman, the Lord deliver you from such a person. In the name of Jesus Christ, and help you to be everything he wants you to be. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. I'm going to speak on two messages very, very quickly. We are trusting the Lord to wrap up as fast as we can for the night session. I'm speaking, first of all, this is basically for the singles, but it's going to be for everybody. And it is titled, Receiving from God. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17. Proverbs 19 and in verse 17. 19:14. He said, house and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife, or but a prudent wife is from the Lord. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. If I am looking for houses or riches, let me go to who I can inherit them from. But if I'm looking for a prudent wife, and I'm looking for a quality husband, I should go to the Lord. One of the greatest pain I have in my heart today is as I sit and counsel various people, marriage people, young people, singles, even married men. It is such a shortage of quality people. There are people, there are very many people everywhere. But this is a husband. Quality husband. This is quality wife. It's very, very scarce. They are there. Since it's from the Lord, it means the Lord can offer me and help me to arrive at a quality wife or a quality husband. So it's from the Lord. So how do I receive them from the Lord? And all truths are parallel, according to Maurice Cerullo. The way I can receive anything from God is the same way I will receive any other thing from God. I'll give you five keys. Number one, intense passion for God gets us our portion with God. Matthew 6 and 33. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And other things, wife, husband, children, cars, will be added. When you come to the point in your life where God is your pursuit and it is confirmed that there is nobody and nothing you pursue like God, all these things shall be added unto you. Number two, word, insight, and revelation. Anything you want to receive from God, you must see it in the Word. Deuteronomy 29:29. It said, the secret things belong unto the Lord, our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children. they are revealed. What you see out of the word determines what you will see out of life. Let it be very, very clear to you that there is enough husband for God to give you a husband. Let it be very clear out of the reading of the Bible that there is wife for you, for God to give you. Not too long ago, my wife asked me, said, I want you to show me what you saw in the world that makes this particular direction of things to happen so easily. So easily. What do you see out of the word of God for a place like this to be built without bank loan? Without you being under pressure, without church being under pressure. What is it that you saw out of the world that you practiced that for 29 years, getting to 30 years, you are married and nobody has come to settle your quarrel? Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? The word of God created the world of men. Everything we need in the world to live life in this world can be cited from the word. Intense passion for God, word, insight, and revelation. Oh no. I thought I had timed myself. Number three is clear vision for life. Vision. In Genesis chapter 13 verse 15, he said, for all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it. What you see determines what God gives. When I said yesterday, on Sunday rather, that people should write the kind of man or woman they are trusting God to marry, vision is still beyond that. The man should be spiritual, the man should be godly, the man should be this and that. That is part of it. But after you have married, what will you and the man be doing for God? What is the scope of your existence? Is it so that I am married so that people will say that me too I have married? To live a normal marriage life or normal husband and wife life? For me, marriage was ministry. Marriage was not just children production. Marriage was not just fleshly interaction. For me, marriage was ministry. It was clear to my mind what I will be doing with my life and my wife to be, even when I hadn't known who to marry. It was clear to me what I'm doing now, the ministry, what I'm doing in ministry now, and traveling together and going all over the world and doing all this. I'm not surprised. It's not strange. It was in the picture before it became a future. Am I communicating at all? What is clear to you is what will be there for you. Don't be vague. Let it be very, very clear. Let it be very, very strong. Not just who you will marry, but how you will live after you have married. Let that picture be very, very clear. And let it be clear out of Scripture. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 11 and 12. The Lord said to Jeremiah, what seest thou? He said, I see the rod of an almond tree. Then he said, Then the Lord said, thou hast well seen, and because you have seen well, I will hurry my word to perform it. Whenever you see it very clear, the result is in a hurry to manifest. Whenever you see it very clear, you see it, you are persuaded beyond dissuasion, the result is in a hurry. Someone say a loud amen. So we need intense passion for God. We need word insight and revelation. We need a clear vision for life. Number four, committed kingdom service. You shall serve the Lord your God and he shall bless your bread and your water. Exodus 23 and in verse 25. He shall bless your bread and he shall bless your water. He will take away sickness from the midst of you. Marriage is a blessing from God. The fruit of the womb is his reward. The service of the father made Rebecca to get a husband. Remember the story? The service of the father, that was how Abraham's servant found Rebecca for Isaac, because Rebecca was tending her father's flock. The service of the father, or service, gave Moses wife. I saw my wife in the course of kingdom service. I wasn't planning to, she was not on my mind, but she was in my space. Am I communicating? She was not on my mind, because in my mind, she had other schedules of her life. I was praying for her, for who to marry, based on many things. But she was in the space. And as God asked me to begin to pray, to show me, and I was thinking that the person who would show me was far away, just there, here was the person. I said, is it the same person? Am I communicating at all? Just donate yourself to God and open your heart to his will. Many of us, we are looking too far. We are thinking too far. We have an idea of how our marriage will be. Maybe somebody will come from Oyibo land to come and marry us. And God is saying, there is somebody near you here that can take you to Oyibo land. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So, different things are in the minds of people. Very, very important. And you make up your mind. And in case I'm not serving enough, Lord, show me how to serve you enough. Or I'm not serving where I should serve, show me where to serve. Committed kingdom service. And number five, contending in the place of prayer. Contending in the place of prayer. Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 24. And I'll tell you why this is important. Rise ye up. Okay, it should start from verse 23. Alright, 24. Rise ye up, take your journey, and pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given into your hand Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it and contend with him in battle. Meaning, there is no possession without contention. No possession without contention. There is no victory without conflict. There are many of us, the demons of your father's house don't want you to marry. There are some who have testified that nobody has married normally in their family before. There are things we call anti-marital spell. Disjointed marriage, marriage that didn't work. You take history, you will just realize that there are all manner of marital problems in your lineage. So you take it up at the place of prayer. This kind of prayer we are doing in the middle of the night right now. And prayer that we'll pray here shortly. I said it before. When God created man, the devil did not show up. When God created woman and made, therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined together, and the two shall be one flesh. In Genesis chapter 2, the last verse of chapter 2, God had officiated marriage. The next verse, which is chapter 3 verse 1, the serpent arrived. Satan arrived. In other words, for as long as this man is single, let me leave him alone. But if he is going to get married, that is danger. The devil fears marriage. He fears the power of marriage. He fears the agreement that marriage can produce. He fears the revelation of genuine kingdom marriage. When a man and his wife are in harmony, when things are flowing, the impact of it on the children, the impact of it on society, it frightens the devil. So he fights marriages. If you are trying to get married and the devil has resisted your getting married, you take up the battle. I say, no way. The word of God has shown me that I can be married. I contend with you in battle and I possess my possession. There are people seated here today. Every altar from your father's house that is fighting your getting married, today that altar shall catch fire. Every antimarital demon that has resisted your life. There are some people, their behavior is a function of antimarital spell. Behavior of rudeness. One young man was about to get married to a young girl. They were inside the car. He said, while they were talking, this girl got so angry violently that the man had to stop the car and jumped out of the car because of the anger displayed. And jumping out of the car was also jumping out of the relationship because he couldn't imagine marrying a person that was so temperamental that he couldn't be in the car with her. Some of these behaviors are a function of antimarital devils who don't want the person to marry at all. So they make them behave as if their head is turning. Am I communicating? And other forms of behaviors, other forms. And you see some, they have been in relationship 4 times, 5 times. The same thing is manifesting. Today, every force that want to tie you down and want to make you to remain tied down, I declare these forces are set on fire. What fought your father, fought your mother, fought your family members that say they should not get married will never succeed against you. If you believe that, say a loud amen. You believe that, say a louder amen. You believe that, say the Lord must amen. Lift up your hands and say after me, say in the name of Jesus, every antimarital force resisting my life and my destiny, frustrating my marital destiny, today I command you, catch fire! Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. Shortly we shall pray for the singles and we'll trust the Lord. So maintain intense passion for God and ensure that you have word, insight and revelation. A clear vision for life. Committed kingdom service. Contending in the place of prayer. The Lord will hear us in Jesus' precious name. I'm going to quickly speak to this married, and this applies to everyone, and is titled Walking Towards Marital Success. Walking Towards Marital Success. Ephesians chapter 5 and in verse 21. Ephesians 5 and in verse 21. He said, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. 22. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church and is the savior of the body. And then he mentioned, all right, and then husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church. I have five keys very, very quickly that I believe will be relevant to any man or woman who is walking towards marital success. Number one, plan to succeed. Don't plan to fail. Enter into the marriage with the plan to succeed, not the plan to fail. Another way to say it is, struggle to succeed. Never struggle to fail. Don't struggle. I was speaking with a couple not too long ago, and the way they were talking, so she did this and she did that. He did this and he did. But the way they were talking, eventually I told them, I said, wait a minute. It looks like I am wasting my time with you people. I don't have time to waste. It looks like the two of you you are agreeing as if you are insisting on how to fail. You are just struggling to see how this thing fails. That is the way it appears to me. Sit down. You are not appearing as if it is, you plan for it to succeed. Any marriage you are not sure will succeed, don't enter it. Did you hear what I just said? Any marriage you are not sure will succeed, don't enter it. Why do you want to enter a vehicle that will not end at its destination? Any marriage you don't think will succeed, don't enter. You are in courtship and the man is already accusing you all the time. And the woman is already finding fault with you all the time. I stepped into marriage with 100 and possibly 99% plan to succeed. For me, failure wasn't an option. He has been married before. It is his third wife. It's not a testimony, is it? There may be people that, by no fault of theirs, that may be a situation. So, plan to succeed. Don't plan to fail. Struggle to succeed. When I mean struggle, I'm not saying that you should die with a marriage that is not working. That's not what I mean. To start with, let your plan be the plan for success. Behave like somebody who is thinking success on both sides. Number two, determine to bring the best out of the other person. The best out of your husband, out of your wife. Determine to bring the best. Determine to make necessary investment in the life of the other person. See your marriage partner as a kingdom project. Did you hear what I just said? See your partner as a project. a project in progress. Bring out the best in them. It's a project that is in progress. Even if you are 30 years married, the project is still in progress. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. My wife used to be very, very expressive. I am the exact opposite. If me and you stay in a room, except I decide, you will find it hard to get me to say a word. She's very, very expressive. And that can be very good. Because if two of my type are together, it will be a challenge. And then if two of her type are together, mega challenge. So, God has a way of balancing things up. So, I am in her life to tone her down a bit. And she's in my life to prep me up a bit. Do you understand? I'm going to give an example and I'm sure she will not take it personal. Hello, how are you doing? Ah, your perfume is so beautiful. What is the name of it? That is a normal operation at the beginning. But for me, it is not too normal. The perfume is good, it's all right. But let's not go further into the name. I'm just giving examples. Do you understand what I'm talking about? I wasn't attacking, I wasn't accusing, I wasn't trying to make it look anyhow other than to present her to myself how I want her to be. That is why, however a woman is or a man is, hold the husband or wife responsible, directly or indirectly, in one way or the other. So, be determined, know that the person in your life is a project. Bring out the best, make the investment. Where the challenge is where people are not ready to make the investment. They are not ready to bring out the best. When I read a book, I'll give my wife the same book. When I listen to a tape, I make her listen to the tape. I wanted us to be at the same level, to some extent. Wanted us to grow together. So that I'm not talking from some perspective that she's not talking from. Number three. Love. Genuinely. Love. Genuinely. Love. Genuinely. Love genuinely means be there for the other person. Be there for your wife. Be there for your husband. When you need to be there, be there. Be there physically. Be there positionally. Be there emotionally. A man testified, I think, how many years of marriage? Where they said the woman was the one that had the challenge. And they couldn't have children. And the man said, calm down. I'm serving a living God. You will have children. I'm serving a living God. That man stood. The family could have torn the wife to pieces. You are the fault. You are the reason why our son can't have a child. No way. It's none of your business. He was there. God answered them. They testified on this altar. You will testify. Love, let, you are not the one to say that you are loving. Let your wife or your husband confirm your love. Let them confirm it.
Let love until they feel it. Love until they say it.
Number four. Be exemplary to your children and others. Be exemplary. Give your children the picture of the home that they need to have for their future. Give them the picture. Give them that picture. Give your children the picture.
Let your son know how to be a husband
by watching how you handle his mother.
Let your daughters know the kind of husband to expect by seeing how you are the husband of their mother.
Am I communicating at all? Many people don't care for these ones. There are some men that God will hold responsible because of how much of almost a beast their children turned into because of their actions. There are some girls who will never marry because of the devil the father was to their mother.
Just consider the welfare and the future of your children. For that purpose,
make the home a heaven, H-A-V-E-N, of peace, of serenity, of spirituality, of tranquility. Am I communicating? I've told men many times, if your daughter cannot pray to God, Lord, give me my father's type as a husband, you failed. Lord, give me my mother's type as a wife. Because if it's a peppish wife, quarrelsome wife, disrespectful to the husband, the boy will never ask God to give him his mother's type. But if he sees the mother almost bow for his father, has never seen the mother as a challenge, a fishbone in the neck of his father, he say, Lord, this kind of wife that my mother is to my father, please, anywhere such type is, give me. If your son or your sons can't ask such a question of God, then you have failed as a mother. If your daughters can't ask such, then you have failed as a husband and a father. Am I communicating at all? And I'm not saying, you are not the one to say it. They are the ones to tell you. It is the children that will tell you themselves. Some of my children say, husband to come has very tall criteria to meet. And the criteria is not material. Yesterday we were talking and they said, Daddy, how do you cope? Because when they were children, this one said, I want to wake up by 2 a.m. Another one said, I want to wake up by 4 a.m. Another one may say another time. And you have to wake all of them up to do their homework in the night. Then when do you sleep? Because they know I'm more of a night person in terms of night work. Am I communicating at all? Just do your best. If you don't care for yourself, care for the children. If you don't care for your own future, care for the future of your children. If you don't care for your wife, care for the future of your children. Determine to be exemplary. Live in such a way that your children will learn from you.
Finally, number five. Live beyond yourself. Have accommodation for your wife or your husband in your life. Live beyond yourself. Many of us were single for a long time and we just lived life with our own self in mind. But when you get married, you must come to the point where you live beyond yourself. There is accommodation. Accommodation. Time is up. There is accommodation. For your wife in your life. She was just telling you now how I was patting her on the chest and so on. There are men who will turn their back. Don't disturb me with that clearing of throat or coughing or whatever. Is it all night? There are some who will just move to another place to stay. When you have decided to get married, you have married the whole person. May you never marry a liability. And may you never marry a problem. But if the person has good things or bad things, you married everything. But the critical thing is, come to the point in your life where you go beyond yourself. What did I say? What was the point we are dealing with? That's right. Have accommodation. Make room. Realize. If you just want to live for yourself, please, you might decide to remain single. If you want to live for only yourself. But you must have accommodation for your wife in your life. At times when service is over, people are still waiting to see me after the tiredness and the exhaustion or the need for rest, let me say. No appointment. They are standing and waiting. And if you pass, it appears like you are wicked. It is well. At times service has finished, you are still in the office for 1 hour, 2 hours, or 3 more hours. No, there are those that we have appointment. That's normal. But 2 hours, 3 hours at times. Wife and children, if they are at home, are still waiting for you before they eat. Did you hear what I said? They are waiting for you. Just for that sitting together and fellowshipping together, they are waiting for you. They could go and finish their eating of lunch and then go, everybody go and do their own thing, but they have so much value for the fellowship and so much accommodation for you in their schedule that they wait for you. Am I communicating at all? And vice versa. I don't know how many times I have begged my wife, you don't need to fast when I am fasting. We are going on a crusade. After all the fasting that we have done before the program or the praying, they are serving food in the aircraft. I don't feel like eating. When can we serve you? Okay, serve me like around 1 o'clock. We are flying 6 hours and a half. And then 1 o'clock has arrived. Will you serve now? Yes, serve. But I will not eat anything. Because by that 1 o'clock, I still don't feel like eating. There are times where I feel like stepping my foot on the ground first and pray at least one more before food enters my mouth.
for that particular program. And then, please eat. I'm okay. She said, no, I'm not eating. I'm not eating. She said she's not eating. I am on a 21-day fast. She's on a, it's not enjoyment. I am on 500 days fast. She went on the journey. Do you understand? You don't have to do it. No way. You don't have to calm down. No way. I am on. Accommodating the other person in your life. Realizing that you are no longer single. There is someone else in your life that you are now carrying on your journey of life. If you are not ready to give accommodation to the other person in your life, there is no need to be married. The two becomes one. So you are united with the person. Your life and her life, and there is almost like together. Somebody say a loud amen. I don't know what happened to our phone. Maybe the ID, Apple ID or something was the same. I don't know. I don't know what it did, but I'm saving a number in my phone. It appears in her phone. And I'm saving it. She's saving a name in her phone. It appears on my own. Ola, ola. It was not intentionally done. Maybe they use her own Apple ID. I don't know. I don't know how it was done. I'm sure you know how some phones can be together, right? I don't know. It wasn't, there was no, okay, deliberate, no, it wasn't. But I think an ID was given, Apple or something, ID or something. And then it began to save the numbers on all the, together. I'm sure some of you understand what I'm talking about. That's the way I think it is. Where your life and the life of the other person are together. Have you seen anybody peel his flesh from his bone without feeling pain? It's the flesh of my flesh and bone of my bone. You want pain? Try and pull the flesh off the bone. Or pull a bone off the bone. That's how it is. Don't say the wife is too local for you. If you saw her before you married her. If you think she's too local, then let local marry local. And then go and look for who you think is your international wife. And if both of you were local before you married each other, when you are becoming international, you also internationalize her. Upgrade her life. Journey together, travel together, grow together. Stand up on your feet, people. Hallelujah. I want to pray a prayer. Two prayers. First for the married. We'll go in reverse order. We started with the singles. We'll go in reverse order with the married. Any of the things I have said, I didn't say it boastfully when I mentioned fasting. I was just saying for illustration. And I didn't start to say I want to fast for 500 days. So nobody should dare such a thing. And it's not fasting dry. It is breaking in the evening. Okay? it's not fasting total. You can't. I mean, if you go beyond 40 days, you are looking for death or destruction. That is without food and water. Yeah. I don't know when I will eat. That was how that one started. Day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, day six, day seven. It continued. I didn't plan for it. There are times I have planned for 21 days, and after 7 days, I could not continue. I didn't have the release to continue, so I broke it then. Is it my fault? Because our people say, if you say one, say the other. The same person who did and went all the way was planning to fast for 21 days. By 7 days, stomach could not allow him. I did all I could, no release. I said, oh boss, this thing has concluded today. I take it as a signal that this thing is ending now. Praise the Lord. Because most times people tell us one thing and we don't see, hear the other one. So we just feel tightened that I must do this and do that. Calm down. Hallelujah. So we are going to pray the married people. Well, everybody, Father, help me in marriage to do it well. Will you pray that prayer? Lift up your voice and your hands and say, Father, thank you for your word to me today. I am asking that you help me in marriage to do it well. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Precious name. Amen. We are going to take authority over every anti-marital force. This is the place to contend. Now, any prayer you pray today against any force fighting your marriage or even that of your children, that prayer shall be answered. You are going to lift your hands and your voice and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over every anti-marital force in my family, in my lineage, that may be fighting and resisting my marital destiny, my settlement in life. Oh, you fall, anti-marital fall, in the name of Jesus, be set on fire now. Open your mouth and pray. Set you on fire. You anti-marital spell. Every force limiting and fighting marriages from my background, from my history, from my family line. You are set on fire. You altar. You are set on fire. Now. In the name of Jesus, I shall marry well and I shall succeed. If you are already married, you said, I am married well and I shall succeed in my home, in my marriage. And so you are going to lift up your face, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree that I am married well.
For the single say, I shall marry well. And in the name of Jesus, I shall succeed. Open your mouth and pray. I am married well, and I shall succeed. I am married well, and I shall succeed. I am married well, and I shall succeed. No devil shall fight my family, shall fight my home, shall fight my marital destiny. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. First thing I want to do is to pray for everyone who is in need of surrender to Jesus, need sins forgiven. You pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Anywhere you are, you pray that prayer of surrender. Quickly pick your Bibles and your bags and rush to the front here. Or you want an addiction broken, a lifestyle broken, rush to the front here. Now, all those who wrote the picture of the kind of husband or wife you are trusting God for, you can lift it up right now. Dr. Mr. Nature will lead us in a sharp prayer of renouncement of ancestral altars and curses of anti-marriage. And after that, we'll pray for singles. And then those of you with the list, at the end of the service, you can just quickly come, drop it on the altar. Just 1 minute, lay it on the altar and trust God for that vision to come into manifestation. And then we'll trust God with you. Those here for their children and for loved ones, God will answer us. Go ahead.
Pray this.
Yes, those surrendering their life to Christ, please walk forward quickly. While this prayer can start, yes. Quickly, quickly, quickly. You want to hand over your life to Jesus, to rededicate your life to Jesus, to have your sins forgiven. Quickly come forward here.
Those of you in front here, pray this after me, and all of us, let's pray it, just to rededicate our lives to Christ. Say after me, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for my sins. I ask that you forgive me any sin that the devil may want to use against my life and destiny. Forgive me. Come into my life and be the Lord of my life in Jesus' name. Now we're going to pray and renounce covenants, every ancestral covenant and generational spell, and any spell that came from previous relationships. Pray this after me. Say, Lord Jesus,
today
I stand on the authority of your word to renounce and denounce every covenant I have entered into knowingly or unknowingly or was entered on my behalf that is working against life, against my destiny, every anti-marital spell, every anti-marital curse, every familial spirit curse, walking against my life, I renounce you now. I denounce you now. In the name of Jesus. Spirit husband, spirit wife, I divorce myself from you. Spirit children, I divorce myself from you. I am in the physical. I will marry successfully in the physical. I will have my children successfully in the physical. In the name of Jesus, every spell of delay, every spell of stagnation, I renounce you now. In the name of Jesus, any relationship I was in the past, where a curse was laid on me, a pronouncement negative was laid on me, every soul tie, every negative connection from previous relationships fighting my marital destiny or my marriage, today I renounce those curses, those are those pronouncements. And in the name of Jesus, I refuse their negative effects. Jesus has forgiven me. The consequences are wiped away. In the name of Jesus, I decree today, anyone who I hurt that has placed a curse on me, on my children, on my loved ones, today I renounce those curses. I refuse those curses by the shed blood on the cross of Calvary. In the name of Jesus, today I receive my establishment maritally, favor in my marriage, in the name of Jesus. And today, I ask for forgiveness for every wrong foundation in my marriage. Today, I ask for forgiveness for premarital sex and every other negative occurrence that is working against my marriage. And I receive divine intervention now from lack of love, lack of trust, lack of respect, and extramarital affairs. I set the whirlwind that parted the Red Sea to part my spouse from that strange person, strange woman, strange man, and I declare marriage restored to Noah in the name of Jesus. I receive help now. I receive my children, male and female, in Jesus' name.
In a name that is above every name, Jesus the resurrected Lord, for all the singles here, anything that followed you from your father's house, that is a limitation to your marital destiny, that yoke is broken.
Amen.
Every anti-marital curse and spell is broken.
Amen.
Any rope they used to tie you down, that rope is broken.
Amen.
You are released now.
Amen.
Go forth and get married.
Amen.
Go forth and get married.
Amen.
Proceed and get married.
Amen.
Proceed and get established.
Amen.
This year shall not end until the right person shows up.
Amen.
Until the right person manifests.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your expectation as it is in your hands, may the Lord cause them to come to pass.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Everyone here today tied to a spirit husband, a spirit wife, an altar, married to a god or a goddess or anything like that, today, you are loose.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
For the married, sweeter wine.
Amen.
Better marital wine.
Amen.
For those who need to be married again, married before, maybe widowed or widowed or what, any situation like that, may the Lord help you to do it well and do
Amen.
It right. Those who need another chance, may God give you another chance.
Amen.
Another chance that is a better chance.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Help from above.
Amen.
Mercy from above.
Amen.
In the name of the Father.
Amen.
And of the Son.
Amen.
And of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The Lord bless you, keep you, cause His face to shine on you.
Amen.
And be gracious unto you.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Everyone who came in here sick or afflicted with any form of sickness or torment, that sickness is arrested. In the name of Jesus Christ, you